Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, you guys. On today's episode, we have a football player, husband, now TikToker. That might trump what he does on a daily basis. He's also a sports analyst. I mean, there's that too. Like, whatever. I don't know. Which one's your favorite?
You know what? It's funny is I get more now because I've kind of invested in my social media. I get more now like, hey, I love you on TikTok or Instagram than anyone says anything about football. And it's like words I never thought I would ever hear. Was like Matt Leiner, the influencer. Actually, someone said, oh, you're my favorite influencer on TikTok. And I was like, oh my God.
Do you ask them, what did I influence you?
Yeah, I was like, influencing. No, it's funny. It's funny. I've I just turned 40 this year. So I was like,
welcome to the 40s.
Yeah, no, it's great. I had a little bit of a midlife crisis leading up to my 40th birthday. That was fun. Wait.
You can't speed past that. What did you do?
What did I do for my 40th?
What was the midlife crisis? What did we do? Did we shave our head? What did we do?
I don't know. So this is what was happening. So my wife, who I love, we went to Stagecoach, which is the big country music festival out here, kind of right, it's right after Coachella, and we went for my 40th, and we had all my friends out there, and it was a big rager. And it was just leading up to that was so much about the 40th, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be that. And like from January through March, I'm just sitting there like, holy shit, like, can I cuss on this, by the way? Are we allowed to cuss on this?
You're allowed to say whatever you want. This is not rated PG, so.
Okay. And I was like, damn, I am, like, for my 30s were great. For whatever reason, 40 just scared the hell out of me.
Really?
I don't know why, I don't know why, because, like, I feel like, and then I got past it, I'm fine, because I feel like I'm actually, and social media is a part of it, but I'm doing more now, and I'm, like, kind of more excited about, like, my life and our family and what I'm doing more now than I, even when I was playing football professionally. Like, it sounds weird, but, like, I think it's just I've gotten older. I've, like I want to do more, and I want to, you know. And anyway, just hitting 40, it hurt. It hurt, you know, like, on the inside for a few days and a few months. And then I got over it. And now, you know, 41 will be nothing. And then, like, 50 comes. And then I don't know, all hell will break loose. But
and you'll get there. I just turned 48, well, in March. So I'm 48. And it's one of those things where you're like, the other day someone said something. I was like, holy shit. I'm like this freaking close to 50? Are we joking right now?
By the way, you look amazing. I would have never thought you were 48, even though 48 is just a number. But yeah, you're too. My wife is 30. How old is she? 36. She'll be 37. I always make fun of her. I'm like, you're almost 40. You're almost 40. She's like,
you're gonna have to stop that. When she goes to like 50, you're gonna have to just pause on that and be like, you know what? I'm getting all those in before she's 40, and then we won't say anything before she turns 50.
I'm already planning her 40th birthday. Like, I'm trying. She's like, oh my gosh, can I bleed 37, please?
No, you're gonna need some time for this to be pretty epic.
I know. She did it anyway. She did an amazing job on my 40th. It was great. And now I am an influencer, apparently, which I think is hilarious. But it's been fun, you know. It's like kind of reinventing myself a little bit and having fun and just kind of entering that, you know, the family with the kids and.
Wait. Let's rewind. Let's take some steps back on how you got here. So you played college football.
Yes.
And you played where? You played at.
I played at. Do you not know where I played?
I thought I knew. Is it USC? I'm like, now you're questioning me.
I'm just messing. No, so I went to USC. Grew up in Orange County, California. Stayed home, went to SC.
This is home for you out there.
Yeah, well, we're in Manhattan Beach, but yeah, home is 45 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
So went to USC. We had a great run at USC. We won a couple championships and. It was awesome, and then I got drafted by the Arizona Cardinals in 2006.
Don't speed pass. We have something in common. We've got a couple of things in common. One, you won the Heisman. Two, I used to dish out the Heisman to all the dudes at the bar. So we got that in common. But
it's just stiff arms. I hear you.
All day long. But then don't speed pass all your accolades. We're both All-Americans.
Yeah. What do you know? Oh, you're an All-American?
Yeah. I played the other football.
What? Soccer?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah.
At UC?
No. I went to Wright State for a year, and then I transferred to a Christian college.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I didn't know that about you.
I don't tell most people.
Soccer
it's just
star.
It's one of those things. You know, I stopped playing when COVID happened. That's when I stopped playing. Because I played a year in the WPSL. And then I had son. Yeah, I had my son. And then, you know, you got to be a mom. Yeah. And I was like, okay, we're doing this.
I mean, Alex Morgan had a baby, and she played. She just played. She's repping all the moms, soccer moms out there.
I think she just ran and squatted that kid out and just kept running. I don't think she even, like, had downtime.
She's a beast. Dude. She's a beast.
Yeah, she is. All right, so you went to USC, won the Heisman, yeah. All-American. You get drafted. Tell me about that. Were you at the draft? Were you at home?
I went to the draft. So at that time, the draft was always in New York. It was at the Radio City Music Hall, which is pretty cool. So I went, and that time they only invited a handful, like five or six. So like if you knew you were going to be pretty much first round or, you know, whatever it was, top five, top 10, you went. Now they invite like 40 people, and it's this whole experience for different kids, even kids who get drafted in the second round, which is great. So they've really kind of just added a bigger, like, it's become more of a spectacle and a weekend event. But yeah, I was there with my family, you know, my agent at the time, and I got picked 10th overall.
Did you know, like, before you went, you knew you were going to go first round for sure?
Yeah, I kind of knew. I knew I was gonna. So it's pretty interesting. Like, I thought leading up to the draft, there was a couple teams that I thought I would get drafted by in the top 10. It wasn't Arizona. I never met with Arizona prior to the combine and all the stuff that you go through the pre-draft process. I met with the New York Jets, who picked 4th that year. I met with the Tennessee Titans, who picked 3rd that year, and I met with Oakland Raiders when they were in Oakland, and they picked 7. Those are one of those three places I thought I would go. Once Oakland didn't pick me at 7, I was like, holy shit, where am I gonna, I have no idea, am I gonna fall? So like I don't know if you've watched the draft, but the year prior, Aaron Rodgers, he was supposed to go like one or two. He fell like to 23rd to Green Bay. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers is great, but like he sat in that room what felt like probably a half a day. Right. And the cameras are on you, and you're like, it's kind of embarrassing. It's just like this whole deal. I was kind of dealing with that. Now, I got picked at 10, which wasn't that bad, but like I was dealing with that for like an hour. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go. My agent was kind of scrambling.
Wait, was your agent then, there as well or on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're like in a green room with, you know, big tables, and you're just with your people who you brought. There was like six or seven big tables, and each person, there's six of us that came that year. They had their crew, and then when you get drafted, you know, you get up, you go on the stage, you hold up your jersey, and then you're like literally on a flight like 2 hours later to the city that drafted you, and you're doing a press conference. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So anyway, I got picked by Arizona and played 4 years there, and then I played in Houston for the Texans for 2 years, which was awesome. And then my last season was in Oakland in 2013, and then injuries, just mentally, I just kind of tapped out. I was just over football. So I played 7 years, which is great. I met my wife, actually, Josie, the year I retired, and that was part of the reason why I kind of retired. I'm like, I just met my wife. I'm gonna do this.
How did you meet her? How did you meet her? Uh-oh.
Heather, I freaking pursued this woman like nobody's business, okay? She wanted no part of me. And one of my really close girlfriends at the time, who I went to SC with, was closer to me than she was with Josie, but she was friends with both of us, and like just two different worlds. And because at the time Josie was an actress.
Okay. What was she in on at that point?
She was on at that point, what was she doing? She had Make It or Break It,
and then her
Mentalist. Was Make It or Break It, but she was young. She was like 18, 19. That was like right when she was in college for 4 years. And then
The Mentalist was one. Was she on that?
The Mentalist was when we dated. Yeah.
Okay.
So that was that was her. She was doing movies and stuff here and there.
So you saw her, and you were like, I gotta get with this woman.
I saw her the year prior. And I was like, who is that? And can I get her number? And Alexis was like, oh, that's my girl, Josie. She got a boyfriend at the time, whatever. I'm like, ah, damn. Fast forward a year. It was Memorial Day. We went to the same barbecue like every Memorial Day in Santa Monica. And fast forward, and my girl Alexis like called me a couple months prior. I was like, hey, Maddie, you coming? And she was like my home girl. She's like, Maddie, you coming to the barbecue? I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. She goes, oh, guess what? By the way, Josie's coming, and she's single. I was like, yes, I will be there. And by the way, I have zero game whatsoever.
I mean, you're like, wearing a goated hat right now. I have a feeling that you might not have that much.
No, I know, right? This is like, I need to wear this to feel cool.
So you get to the barbecue.
Dude, so the best part is I get there and I say hi, like introduce myself. Oh, so, and that was really it. And then, and I am not like, I've never been that guy that was like, oh, can I like to go up to a girl at the bar? I'm not actually quite shy, to be honest with you.
Okay.
When it came to those things. And, anyway, I hit up Alexis and said, hey, can you give me Josie's number? I'm just going to like hit her up and see. And she goes, for sure. So she asked Josie, she's like, hey, Matt wants your number. Can I give it to you? Give it to him. And Josie was like, absolutely not. And at the time, there's a lot of reason. At the time, her father had just passed away like 4 months prior. So obviously she was going through a lot of stuff emotionally, and she didn't want to date anybody and just dealing with that, which totally understood. But Alexis gave me her number anyway. She's like, she's kind of like, F it, dude. Here's her number.
Oh.
So I know. Alexis, she's a beast. So I was like, all right. I called her, and she later told me, she's like, the fact that you called me, because I called her, no one calls on the phone hardly, right? Texting
right,
her.
Right.
I called her and I left her a message. I said, hey, it's Matt. I'd love to like take you out sometime, whatever. Just shot my shot. Didn't really think anything of it. And I think she called me back like 3 days later. Like, I'm like, this is over. And I got a random call. And like the first time that on the phone we talked for like 2 or 3 hours, like super random. You know, this first time you're talking, it just it goes by so fast.
Right.
Just constant communication, talking. And then I took her out, couple dates, and then the best part, long-winded, but the best part was like it took on 4 dates. It was going great. I knew, and I say this, and I always say this, like I knew I was gonna marry her. I definitely knew.
Aww.
I tell her, and I tell her all that, and she didn't feel the same way, but I was like, if I can get this girl to like me and just put her guard down, it's a wrap. I got her. It is a wrap. And 4 dates in, we have like the best. I was living by the beach, a little closer to the beach at the time. We did a bike ride down to like Hermosa Pier, had some drinks, drove back, totally awesome. Like 4th date, and then she like essentially broke it off with me. I was heartbroken inside, but I was like,
God.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, okay, can we still be friends? I was literally like, out of sight, out of mind. I'm not gonna do this. I'm gonna still text her, like, oh, we'll be friends. I just played it off, and I just kept kind of like, I was persistent, and finally, a lot of stuff happened, but finally she just gave in and she told me, she's like, I like this guy. What am I doing? She was just playing so freaking hard to get. And I was like, drop the act and let's go. You like me.
I love this.
I knew. Cause I was like all in. I'm like, I'm done.
So is it true? Cause they say that guys know very soon whether or not this is the person or not.
Honestly. And I talk all the time. It was for me now. There's like, you know, I knew for me, I was like, I'm going to marry this woman. I totally knew that. Now we had like, you know, like in anything, like we had to go through a lot of stuff,
right,
and just live together, work things out.
Sure.
Oh, maybe this, that, you know, like just normal stuff. But
sure,
like I always knew, and I tell her all the time, like I just knew, like when I saw her, I took her on a date, I'm like, I'm going to marry this woman. As long as she just like, she lets me in, you know, and I guess she was dealing with a lot. So
you were just going to drag her to a chapel, like, you're marrying me regardless, woman. You were like, okay, I need to.
11 years later, you know, married. We dated for a long time before we got married, because she quit acting and went to law school. It was like, I'm going to become a lawyer at like 29, 30.
Wow.
So we dated, and we're engaged for 2 years, basically because she was in law school. Been married for five years in May, it was. So we've been together a long time. But yeah, it was, I knew it. I just had to get her. She was just stubborn, and she's still stubborn, but you know.
But I'm sure you love that about her.
She, you know what? It's interesting. We are polar opposite. She's 100% Cuban, from Miami, like fiery, everything you would imagine. I am, you know, as white as they come, from Orange County, California. Very, very, very laid back, kind of like we're like two opposites, but that's, you know, obviously what works for us.
Wait, did you guys do the TikTok where it's like, my husband's real quiet and calm and won't be confrontational, and then she comes out, they're like, swing,
yeah,
ho.
we have a lot of funny ones with that, because it's like married to a Latin woman is, I mean, it's fun. It's a lot, but it's fun. It's great. So we mess around with that one a lot.
I love it when I see the two of you guys together. It is pretty funny. Because you can tell that you guys have that fun, spicy but fun and lighthearted relationship. And not
we've really, like, it's interesting just because, like I said earlier, like kind of trying to, like, you know, like reinventing ourselves, having fun with this. And she's as outgoing as they come. She's in, like, creative, she's an actress at heart, she's like theater, all these things. And like, we love our boys, our family, we laugh at ourselves, we have fun doing it. It's been a nice kind of balance for us to kind of have fun. And also, like, for me, like, the one thing I always get to from social now is like the relatability, you know, a lot of like my, I'd say following, but like fans are sports, football, and they've seen me play football and this. And then I think now just being a dad, you know, and just like, I'm a normal guy, but being a dad and raising 3 boys and being married to my wife, like there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of stuff there that's relatable to a lot of people that kind of just knew me as a football player. So kind of like peeling back those layers has been fun for me just to do, because I like giving people like, hey man, I am like, dude, like I got a 4 and a 2 year old who just like give me gray hair every day. I have a 17 year old who's in high school, and like I'm having conversations with him about 17 year old stuff. I'm changing diapers, you know,
and birth control. You're like, here's your birth control. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. My 2 year old the other morning like took a dump in his diaper in the night and just and stuck his fingers in his diaper and put it all over the wall.
So he's an artist as well. Okay.
Yeah, and he's just laughing. I'm just like, Jesus, dude, like, this is crazy. But anyway, we're having fun. So
that's awesome. It's crazy how things turn, because I played, I coached in high school, I coached in college, like all of those things. So my brain was so focused on soccer. Mm-hmm. It was like athlete. And I remember my son... I had coached a men's game and a women's college game back to back. And then I went and got induced that night. They're like, wait, you just did what? I'm like, look, listen, when you're an athlete, like your mind is somewhere different. And that's, I feel like, how you approach parenthood, right? You're like, all right, I got a little zone defense over here. I got this going on.
How many kids do you have?
I just have one. Right. He's 10. He'll be 11, but okay. Going on like 21, you know.
Oh yeah,
kids are.
Wait, I mean, so he's 10. What's he? Fourth grade.
He's going into fifth grade. Yep.
I'm telling you, when my oldest hit sixth grade, it was just like, and my oldest is very like, we have very similar personality. Like he's pretty calm and chill, and like he's a sweet kid, still is, but he just became like a major dick that summer. It just shifted, and I say that jokingly kind of, but like it just shifted, like the attitude just shifted, and it's like, oh crap, like,
no, see mine, like, he has my personality, so he's super quick witted. Like,
oh yeah,
the other day he said something
to me, you're in for it.
It's already on. I'm like, oh Lord. Like I was telling him, I said, okay, this summer, he is 10 years old. He'll be 11 in October. He's like 5'2", 5'3". I'm like, okay, buddy, I played basketball. I almost played in college too, but it's hard doing two sports. So we're going to go ahead and let you try basketball and see if you like that as well. And he's just, why are you forcing me? I'm like, okay, listen, sir. I'm like, you're going to do summer camps. You're going to do soccer. You're going to do basketball. Well, I mean, it's just a mixed bag. I guess if I got to do one, I'm like, okay, Grandpa.
What does he like? What does he like to do? Is he not an athlete? He likes other people.
So here's what's funny. He's extremely stubborn like I am. So yeah. When I put him in soccer early on, he was that damn kid. And my ex-husband coaches soccer too, like super high up, whatever. He is the kid that gets in the damn goal and is throwing the goals around and like playing in the pennies and like not paying attention. I was like, you can't do this. I'm like, I cannot sit and watch. So I was like,
how pissed were you on the sideline?
Oh my God. I was like, I'm this close to going out and coaching. And of course on the sideline, I'm like, giving the face of like, get your ass out of that goal right now. You know, like, gritting my teeth, I'm like, I can't. So I told his dad, I'm like, you either need to take him, because I'm not taking him, because he's not paying any attention whatsoever. So then I was like, he obviously doesn't want to do this. We're going to tap out. It's fine. And then we've just let him, like, any sport that he's interested. He freaking went and played tennis this summer. I'm like, I don't care what you do, but as an athlete,
yeah,
as a parent, there is no way you're getting through life without playing a sport to learn, especially being an only child, teamwork and everything else. I'm
exactly.
Like,
exactly.
No freaking way.
It's funny you said. Like, my oldest is pretty, like, a pretty high level athlete. He's getting recruited in football. But my almost 4 year old, well, 3.5 and 2.
Like, here we go. They're getting recruited right now too, guys. What? No, I'm just
kidding. My biggest thing, I'm just like, as an athlete, and my wife is like, they're gonna do what they love.
Yeah.
And if it's not sports, it's fine. And I go, yeah, like, I know, I'm just not there yet mentally. Like, and they're gonna play sports, and I hope they like it. And if they don't, obviously we'll cross our bridge. But fortunately, they're both in it. But my boys are so opposite. Like, my 4 year old, it's like he's super into it, but it doesn't come super natural for him.
Okay.
At least right now. But he's poor. But it's
but great. He's poor. Like, no, he still shits his pants at times, Matt. Like,
it does. I know. But my 2 year old. is like picks up a ball and pitch it, like it is just supernatural.
Yeah.
He doesn't even think twice. So it's just, it's we, my wife, because we're entering kind of like the 4-year-old's going to play a little baseball this year. And honestly, I am not like a, I'm not one of those dads. My dad wasn't that way with me. I wasn't that way with my oldest. Like I love coaching my kids and like teaching them, but I am not like the yeller and screamer.
Yeah, but there's, okay, so here's the difference with us, right? Someone who's had a successful career in a sport, yeah, we don't have to live through them. We've already been there, right, done that. So I think that's the big difference of knowing, okay, I can take a step back and I can, mm-hmm, let them process and enjoy and all those things. Like the sandwich method when they get done, build, break, build. Right. But like, right, you don't need to be in their face screaming. So that's, I think that's a huge difference between, yeah, successful and not.
No, for sure. And I don't, but kind of like what you said, like I sports are just, to me, they teach you so much. They're so, mm-hmm, great. Everything it teaches you that literally parlays into everyday life is like a real genuine thing.
Yeah.
And, I just hope that for them. I don't care if they're good or great. I want, same, them to love it, have fun, but I also, right, want them to like learn from it.
And listen, I was pregnant.
We'll see.
I was pregnant. And I'm coaching at a college, right? Men's program, women's program. Took them both to nationals. Literally, the girls finished second, boys finished fourth. Like, it was a whirlwind season. Get pregnant. my boys are like, he's going to be a stud. He's going to be a stud. And I was like, watch him play chess or something. Like, that'll be his thing. Why 2 weeks ago, Matt, did my son come home and go, I learned how to play chess, and I was like, oh my God. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just
nothing
wrong with that. I was just like, I think I manifested, and I think I called that one. So it's fine. I'll be on the sideline like, get that rook. I don't even know how to play chess, but I'll cheer him on if that's.
What does he think of your social media like platform and what you built for yourself?
That's a good question.
He does.
So I let him kind of delegate what he wants to do. Like if he wants to be in a video, I'll let him be in a video.
Right.
Now, yeah, it's the athlete mentality where he's like, I want to be in the video. I'm like, if we got to reshoot it. And then he's like, I don't want to do it. Nope. You already said yes. We're in it. We're in it, yeah, for the whole video. But we were driving home one day and I said, what do you want to do? Because for a while he was like, paleontologist, okay, a gamer. Yeah. And at 10, I'm like, your little brain, I can't subject you to the asshole trolls. I can't do that. Like,
right.
I'm 48 and there's days where I'm like, I will punch you straight in the throat. Like, you know, like, I bet your mom's for real, sure, proud of you, right? Like,
yeah.
I just can't. I mean, yesterday I was looking through some comments and someone was like, is it me or does she look like she gained weight? And I'm like,
oh, God.
Are you joking me right now? Like, your mom's got to be clapping that you're like, so I don't want to subject him to that. So I said no. But anyway, we're driving home and I said, what do you want to do when you get older? And I just want to keep instilling in him, it doesn't matter what, I don't care what you do, I just want you happy. So I don't care, mm-hmm, if you go and you make X amount or whatever. I hear all these parents say, well, you got to be a doctor, you got to, right, be a, you got to, I want you happy. Because I don't want you waking up one day and miserable as hell and wondering how you got there. So, mm-hmm, we're driving. He said, I'm inspired by you. I want to do what you do. And I'm like, what? He's like, Mommy, you make people laugh and you make people happy. Like, that's what I want to do, is make people happy. And I'm like, oh my, like, you know, like, oh my gosh. Like, what?
That's awesome, for
real? But yes, yeah, so he's, even though he's only 10, like, he still is 10, but there are, right, other things that I'm like, wow, you're, like, thinking of this, like, almost in an adult way. So, it's fun. I was talking about this on the radio today. We went to the mall, and I was going in Bath & Body Works, and I walk in, and the clerk was like, oh, my God, it's you! And my son's like, oh, this happens all the time. and the guy's like, can I get your picture? And Cohen's like, you know, he's super sweet about it, like, because I had, yeah, to have a talk with him one time. But he's like, you want to get in, little buddy? And my son's like, nah, I'm good on this one. And there was one time, well, and right after that, there was a girl that was like, oh my God, it's you. And my son's like, here we go again. But he does it in a fun way. Yeah, so he's, yeah, just like, I love that. But he's also learning, which I'm sure your 17-year-old is learning or in the middle of, it's a different world than when we grew up. Like, we could do crazy mm-hmm. shit and no one was recording mm-hmm. it. No one was blasting it out. But he's learning that right now through what I do and how I have to handle things and how we have to be private about certain things. Like, we got to be real careful about that stuff. So that's kind of like a blessing and a curse a little bit of, I'm glad he's learning it. But it also, I mean, think of your 2 and 4 year old, like, they're not going to be able to do anything in peace. Like, it's going to be literally blasted freaking everywhere. So you're 40. So are you considered Gen X? Yeah, you're considered Gen X, right? Or is that 40? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Gen X, yeah.
Are you a true Gen Xer at 40 where you feel like you could still go back and play a little bit in the NFL?
Dude, I have given up. It's so funny you say that. I feel like my football life was a lifetime ago. Like, I'm in this really weird space, but because I'm on College Football Show for Fox, which is great. So it keeps me in the game, and I love my job. It's like the best job. And
what's the name of the show? So everyone listening.
Big Noon Kickoff. We're on Saturday mornings on Fox. And our first one is, we'll be at TCU. I don't know when this is going to come out, but we'll be at TCU for TCU Colorado. And then we kind of live in your neck of the woods. We kind of live in the Midwest. So we're in Ohio a bunch. We're in Michigan a bunch. We're Wisconsin. We cover mainly the Big Ten. So we're out that way a lot.
People in Ohio don't really say Michigan very much. It's like a
team up north, they say.
I know. And I'm wearing blue today, but no,
I'm kidding. The Ohio Michigan hatred is amazing. Like, it is, I love it. I think it's outstanding.
My friends won't even say it. They're like, Michigan. Yeah. I'm like, come on, you're petty. No, I'm not.
No, they are like, okay. So Urban Meyer, Coach Urban Meyer actually went to Cincinnati. He coached, he coached at Ohio State. He's on our show. And I've heard him say Michigan one time and it was accident. And I literally was like, what did you say? And he was like, the team up north, like he goes out of his way to not say it, but it slipped. It was hilarious.
I think I did a video of his actually. Where he was in a bar. We'll skip past that one, but yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, I have no comment. I'm not going to say anything, but...
No, you don't have to say anything. We can skip past that one. But so you don't think you could play anymore?
No, but my point was, is like, I just don't. I feel like, no, like physically, like I can throw and all that. I can't, I have bad hips, so I can't run. And I just feel like I retired really young kind of for football. Like my career didn't last as long as I'd hoped.
So you were no Aaron Rodgers is what you're saying.
I was definitely not. I retired at like 30, I think it was, or 31.
Okay.
So it's been 9-10 years since I literally played. So sometimes I feel like, God, I forget like I actually played football.
Come on, there's got to be someone out there right now that you feel you could replace. Be honest. Who is it?
No one? In the NFL. Maybe in like the XFL. or the USFL, which we have on Fox.
Well, we would take you.
I think I could go out there and I could complete a ball for sure. Like, I could do that because throwing a football for me is like riding a bike. I can still throw physically and all those things. But like, I just, one, I have no desire to play. And two, like, I am just, I sometimes like I look back and I'm like, God, how did I was bad. Like, I feel like, because now all these kids are so freaking talented and they're so like.
What's the average crazy completion rate right now? Because you were at what, like 57?
Oh, and look at you doing your homework. NFL, I was like, well, I only played like, I didn't play a lot. So like, I think in like the, I don't even know, 13, 14 games I played, started maybe 57 or 58. Most of them was my rookie year. And then I got hurt a couple times. But, like, in college, I was, like, 66, I think.
Okay.
But, like, nowadays, I think if – we always said, like, if you're in – I mean, you had to be in the 60s was good. Now it's so, like – it's, like, mid to high 60s. If you look, like, everyone – every quarterback's completing, like, almost 70% of it.
That's what I'm wondering. Because, like, Burrow, when he came to Cincinnati, we were like, hot dang. This dude's on fire.
The game has shifted a lot too. So like, there's a lot more rules favoring offenses. The passes in the system now, where there's a lot more completions. It's like the game has evolved from when I played. So like when I played, if you were at like 65, if you were like mid 60s, it was really like that was good. Mm-hmm. Now mid 60s is like the lower average. Like you got to be in the, even in college, like just because the game has shifted towards, it's a lot easier, I think, offensively now because it's more wide open game than it was when I played. And that's just formations, all X's and O's stuff.
Well, I think if you came to Cincinnati as like our backup, I feel like you're in your 40s, you'd be smarter, right? About when to throw, when to get out of the pocket, all those things. Although, I don't know. I mean, we kind of sealed up our O-line, so I'd probably be a little nervous if I was in my 40s and being on Cincinnati's team.
You know what? We might be at Cincinnati in like 4 weeks.
Really?
You are going to come. If we're there, we are potentially there. I think it's Oklahoma.
Okay.
Plays at Cincinnati like week 4, which is literally like the end of September.
Let's
if we
go.
Come, you're going to come hang. You come hang at the show.
Let's do it. I would. Do you think I could do it?
TBD. Do what?
Well, I'll call them and say, no, you guys have to come for sure.
What?
That you guys have to come to Cincinnati.
You can call my boss and see. It just depends on the win. But it's slated right now. It's slated Oklahoma at Cincinnati. I just saw that the other day. So that'll be cool. I've never been there.
UC gets crazy.
I've played the Bengals. But I haven't been to UC at all.
Yeah, so. UC gets pretty crazy too. Like I have a lot of friends that went to UC, and they're diehard fans as well.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a great program. So.
But wait, have you been to Cincinnati? Have you been to a Bengals game recently, or
we played the Bengals I think in Oakland.
Wait, play for the Bills or no?
No. Oh, I did play. I played for the Bills for like 3 days.
Okay.
Talk about a miserable experience.
I bet. Was it in the winter? Because that's gross.
No, it was August. It was right now, this time 10 years ago. It was in preseason. And I was this was right when I met Josie at the time, but we were dating at that, like we were like officially boyfriend, girlfriend. And I knew she was the one. So I had all of that, like I just want to be home. My older son, like I was missing at the time, he was 7. So like I was gone a lot. So I was like, I want to be closer to him. I'm kind of done playing, whatever. But I had a workout in Buffalo. And I got out there literally like on a Monday and started the fourth preseason game on a Thursday, went through like a 3-day thing. It's crazy, like trying to learn the offense. And again, I was a bad, I played, but like, I played so bad. I was so out of that.
You were
so
done.
Bad. I was just done. And I was like, that was my last experience playing in the NFL. But I knew, it was like, I love my girlfriend, I wanna be home. I checked out, but I was in Buffalo for like a cup of coffee for like 3 days. Their fans were amazing. Like those Bills Mafia is like real. Like they're nuts.
They've
like,
come down to Cincinnati, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, they were awesome. Like total football town. Like it was that part was really cool. I just was overplaying. So
yeah, I mean, when you're done, you're done. Okay, wait. Let's talk about before we end it. Let's talk about your new bromance with Richard. How did this come about? How did the Richard Jefferson? Wait. Who's better? Who would be better at basketball? Did you ever play basketball?
Who would be better at basketball? He played in the NBA.
I know, but just because people play doesn't mean they're like, you know.
No, Richard was good. Okay,
he's legit. Okay.
So RJ and I. So he lives in Manhattan Beach too. So we've been boys for like, gosh. So I came out here. 2008, RJ, Richard, Luke, a lot. Luke Walton, his buddy, played in the NBA. He's still coaching. Actually, coaches for Cleveland Cavaliers. My kids just got home. There you go. We would hang out playing like beach volleyball in the sun. Like we just became boys like for like the last decade. So we've been really good buddies. He blew up on TikTok for doing all his stuff in the past couple of years. And I was like, dude, like, I think I want to invest in my social media. I've never really, I had like a little bit of, I just never really invested in it. And he has a team that helps him and does all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I'm ready to do this. Like, I see the value, kind of like we talked, I see the value in it, but also like I'm at a point in my life where like, hey man, like this could be fun. And my wife was all in and we're like, okay. So that's kind of how it came. So like, I have people that help me collab and we do things and try to, you know, content and all that kind of stuff. And those are the people that work with RJ. So that's, he's
okay.
So that's the connection of how, like, we're boys. Like, we've been friends.
That's forever, fun.
But, yeah, but we have the same people. We have the same crew of people and the same team. So now when we do this stuff together, like, we have so many fun, funny ideas. And, like, that we haven't done and that we want to do, but like I was like, dude, you're crushing it. Like, you're retired. I'm already 43.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm 40. I'm like, can I kind of reinvent myself on here? Can I have fun? Like, these platforms. And he goes, dude, like, it works. Like, you'd be perfect for it. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm doing. This is the team. You have to meet him. And that's kind of how that came. So then all the collab stuff we do, you know, we live here, so we just be like, hey dude, let's do this next week, let's do the shoot, we'll screw around and we'll do, like, you know, Manhattan Beach Dads or whatever we want to come up with, and people love it. Like, people and it's pretty easy for us because we're boys. Like, we genuinely, like, joke with each other, have fun, we hang out outside of all that kind of stuff.
I could tell, like, especially the one where you guys were on the sideline and you guys were like talking about how you have hair and he does it.
That one was like... so that one, Andrew, who's in that video, he's an actor and he was a Barry's boot camp kind of trainer out here.
Okay.
Pretty well known. And so he came and we were like, all right, what are we gonna do? Like, we were like on the spot, like, let's do, that was one where my wife was like, oh, there's my trainer, and you know, the guy's like super good looking, ripped body, and I'm just like this old, like no six pack. So we, like, you know, like stuff like that. I mean, you do this for a living. So it was a lot of organic content that we were just like, oh, this could be fun.
Yeah. And,
so we've been having a lot of fun with that. There's a lot, like, people love it, I think. I mean, people really,
it's really fun. Well. Yeah, you guys should do more. Because when he started and blowing RJ's up, great. That was good. Yeah.
And RJ is hilarious. Like, RJ is so, he's very witty. He's very fast. Like, and he kind of has his whole thing down and his kind of persona on social media. And I'm kind of finding my lane, I think, you know, too. I think we all kind of find, like, you know, what you want to portray and who you are on there. And I'm still really new. I mean, this was like, I just kind of reached out to people in January. So it's really been like 6 months for me, 7 months, where I've really just dove like headfirst into this.
It's fun though, right?
It is. You know what? It's, I am so fortunate because of my job that, like, I'm doing other stuff too, but like, my job is literally now pretty much the end of August through the first week of December.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm done the rest of the year. Like, so my job is college football season. Now we travel every week. Like, I'm busy. And now that there's social media aspects and we're doing a lot of stuff on the road like that, it's going to be even busier. But like, I had the luxury of like these last 6 months of really, like, every day I'm like building my socials. I'm putting the time in. And so that's been nice. Like, it's been a really good balance because I have the time and freedom to do that outside of the college football season. And now ramping up to create a lot of fun college football content this fall is what I'm going to do.
And they have crazy followers. So literally, as you put that content out, like, people are going to be all over it.
Yeah, it's like, and again, you know this as well as anybody, but like, I get to go on the road. Like, for instance, if I go to Cincinnati, I get to be on the road in crazy college towns with like 10,000 people at our show. And then like the TikTok demographic, you know, the Gen Zers and some much younger audience, like trying to tap into that, excuse me. And then the campuses and I get to, like, there's a lot of cool stuff that I get to do for my job. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is going to be like gold. Like, it's going to be so fun to give people kind of like access to what, you know, what it looks like on the road and like what we do in rehearsals and, you know, and just interacting with like the kids on campus and stuff like that. So I'm really excited for the college football season. It's going to be a lot of fun doing that stuff.
Well, I'm excited to see what you have coming up next with everything. All right. We're now at the Savage Seven. This is the part. This is the part where I ask you 7 rapid fire questions.
Okay.
You can have 1 skip.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
He's like, should I be nervous?
No, I'm good. Let's go. Although if you did some research, so I'm assuming some of these might go in a different direction that I probably don't want. But it's okay. Let's do it.
If you had to pick 1 QB right now that you had to step in for, who is it?
That I have to step in
for? You have to step in today for.
Aaron Rodgers.
All right. You got to go, Aaron.
Well, that's because I love Aaron. I would have loved to play for the Jets. That was an easy one.
That one's easy?
Yeah.
Okay. 2nd question. Who needs to retire right this second from the NFL? Player-wise.
Player-wise. Who needs to retire?
And you can't say Aaron again.
No, I know. I think he might be the oldest. I would have said Tom Brady, but he just retired. Who needs to retire? I would have to say probably a kicker, and I don't know any names, but some kicker that's probably like 38 years old.
You can't just throw up. Well, okay, maybe this one. We're counting that as a skip. All right, next question. Who is your NFL man crush?
Tom Brady, for sure.
Oh.
Love that dude. I trained with him for a couple years, so I know him fairly well. Everything he's ever done is just like, I mean, what guy doesn't want to be Tom Brady? But
huh, okay.
Right? I mean, like, as an athlete and like what he's been able to accomplish.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, that's fair. All right, next question. A player you would never ever talk to again, that you do not plan on speaking to again, you got beef with.
What if I don't have beef with any players?
See, sir, I have a feeling that you do. Probably that kicker. Probably the kicker that you just didn't want to name the name. No, I was kidding.
I don't have beef with anybody.
No?
I would be making it up.
You're PC. All right, we'll skip that one. Next.
No, I'm not even being PC. I don't have beef.
You don't have any beef?
I'll give you one. I had a major beef with my head coach, Ken Whisenhunt. That is out there. So that was my beef. Not I've grown past that, but that would have been that was my beef, and you could look that up.
Would you guys speak now if you're in the same room?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll take that one. We'll take that one.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. What's your dream job?
My dream, the one I'm in right now.
Oh, look at you. Look.
I have the best. I'm telling you, and I'm not BSing you. I have the best, in my opinion, the best job. I get to talk about college football, which I love. I get to go on the road. I get to like interact with thousands of fans every weekend. To me, college football is like the best still, even though there's a lot of changes. I am really lucky to have the job I have.
That's amazing. You're out there living your best life. We love that for you.
I really am. I am so grateful for my job.
We love that. So your hat is right, goated. Okay, we got it.
But I will say this.
What?
I will say this. If I can die and come back something, I would love to be a musician.
Okay, so that was one of the questions. What would you be doing if you did not do football? That's one of the questions. What would you be doing?
I'd be a singer.
Let's hear something.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Sing anything.
So I went to the Taylor Swift concert not too long ago, and it was the greatest night of my life. I posted it, but I am a Swiftie.
Okay.
My wife is so mad at me. Taylor Swift is all over my For You pages. Just like it's like everything pops up with Swift. And it's like, I have a music crush. She is just a badass.
Sing one of her songs. Sing something from her.
Sing one?
Yeah, anything. Anything.
Oh my God.
You might get discovered. You never know, Matt.
What do you want me to sing?
Anything you want.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Yeah, keep going. That was good.
I'm like, you just made this. Justin Timberlake, like a single like artist on a stage in front of 80,000 people just controlling a crowd. It's kind of like as a quarterback, like you know, everyone was always asking me like, what's it like playing in front of 100,000 people? It's cool, but like you don't really think about it because you're like in the moment and you're just you're it's a team thing, but to be a single person on a stage just rocking and getting the, I mean, dude, there's no better feeling.
Listen, let's hear something, Matt. Come on. There's auto-tune out there. You could still be a singer.
No, I can't. Well, first of all, I have a little cold right now. And second, I am the worst freaking singer of all time. I'm freaking terrible. But
have some faith in yourself, Matt.
If you would have been with me at the T. Swift concert, we would have sang our heart.
You didn't invite me.
You might be a little Swifty too, and you're just not telling me.
Maybe a little.
Who doesn't like it? I'm totally screwing up your Savage Seven right now.
No, you're fine. Okay, last question. What's one thing, I ask this to everybody, what's one thing you would never eat?
That's a good question. Sardines.
Oh, okay, you went the food route. Okay, good.
Oh. What other options are there? Where are you going with, what other option is there?
I had a popular musician on in the first thing that came out of his mouth was ass.
Oh.
I was like, I gotta ask this question to everybody.
What kind of other answers do you get though?
Mostly ass or I think one person said mushroom.
Ass is a good one.
I think when you said that, I laughed for 20 minutes.
Sardines taste like ass, right? I mean,
I've never had a sardine. I don't know.
Just the smell makes me want to vomit.
Or caviar? We don't do that either. I don't know. I'm sorry. No. I don't.
Listen, man, give me some cheeseburger, some french fries, a pizza. Give me some steak.
You're a Midwestern at heart.
Give me some salad. I'll have a salad too. Like, I'm good. Give me all that shit. Absolutely not. No way.
Look, Matt, it's been absolutely amazing. I would love to have you on again. I will take you up on that offer.
That was fun. Hey, and by the way, if we go to Cincinnati, I got you. We'll link up for sure.
Definitely. We definitely need to do that. All right, you guys. On that note, we're out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug
all
needed.
Right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.